Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We are still in this chapter that a person should strive and engage in the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala, and that is do nafal ibadat also, and not just be satisfied with the basic, the farad, etc. And in that we read the hadith that a strong mu'min is better than a weak mu'min. A strong mu'min is one who strives more in the path of Allah and makes effort more with nafal ibadat, etc. And also the second part, that a person must be greedy of that which benefits him. That is, in the matters of deen, we should be very eager and keen. We should be greedy to more, make more ibadat of Allah and create gain closeness to Allah Ta'ala. So further explanation of that, Imam Qurtubi rahmatullah alayhi says that a strong believer is one who is strong in body and soul. That is, in his body also he is strong, not like a weakling, he is strong, and in his soul, as far as dini matters are concerned, in that also he is strong, and who has developed the firmness of purpose to strive in acts of worship. And he is now, in his soul, he has that desire for ibadat. And this is one great thing that a person has to make the effort on, and which is part of our Islam, that we get the passion of making ibadat. And we want to, not that we lazily do it, or we just do it as a duty, or just to get it off our head, but with keenness we make the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala. And acts of worship, such as Hajj, fasting, encouraging good and forbidding evil. It must not just be our nature, but it must be our passion. Like a person has a hobby to do something. A true mu'min, a strong mu'min, it is his hobby to be engaged in ibadah. Whether it is namazas, whether it is charity, whether it is rozas, whether it is going for hajj, for commanding the right and forbidding the wrong. We must not only do it by nature, but we must have a desire for it, a passion for it. That is a strong believer. A strong believer, according to Imam Nawawi rahmatullah alayhi, is one who has true desire for the year after and advances in the matters of worship. And these are the great imams of the ummah, Imam Qurtubi, Imam Nawawi rahmatullah alayhi, who say that a strong believer is the one who has got a strong desire for akhirat. Dunya he doesn't worry about. He doesn't hanker after dunya. My house must be the best. My car must be the best. My holidays must be the best. Those things don't matter to him. His worry is about the akhirat. That is what is a strong believer, a strong believer, that he has strong desire for the akhirat, and also that he advances in the matters of worship. You can see, for example, he tries his best on Jummah to be the first in the masjid, and after namaz to be the last to leave the masjid. Not a person who comes last minute, and before just the imam makes salam, no sunnahs or anything, and rushing out of the masjid. That is not even a weak believer who doesn't even do the basics of deen. Also a person, for example, Fajr time, he is desirous that he be the first to be in the masjid. And then he sits as much as he can till Ishraq time also and makes the ibadah. Not a person who comes just before the imam makes salam, and after salam he's up and he's gone, just completes his rakats that you must, and he's up and he's gone again. That should not be the case. But a strong believer, and that is what we are encouraged on, in everything else we want to be the best. We want to be the richest. We want to be driving the best car. We want to be living in the best house. But for our deen, that we are not worried. We are not worried, I must have the best deen. That is our biggest worry that we should have. In all matters of deen, that is a strong believer, that he is passionate about it and is keen about the akhirat and making the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala. There is good in both of them, which comes in the hadith, a strong believer and a weak believer. There is good in both of them. This means that a strong and a weak believer both have goodness. They are believers. And even the weak believer is doing the basics, which, and the basics means he's fulfilling all his necessary ibadat. He's not doing the extras, the nafal, etc. Not that we are cutting out even of the necessary ibadat. Even for our faraz, sometimes we miss it. We make it at home, we don't do it properly. No, a weak believer is one who does all these things, but the basics he does. And the goodness that is in both of them, that both of them have the quality of iman. Of course, the weak believer, his iman is also weak, but he has got iman, and that is a great, great thing. Not having iman and having the weakest iman, that is very, very great. And having weak iman compared to strong iman, that is again a great difference between the two. The hadith encourages us to be desirous of performing every beneficial good deed and reinforces the Islamic concept of striving against the carnal self. That is, that we try all the time in all good deeds of our ibadat, that we try and do as much, and we fight our nafs as much as we can. The nafs doesn't like ibadat, and when you get it to train to do the faraz ibadat, the nafs doesn't want to do nafal ibadat. And it looks for excuses just not to do nafal ibadat. That also we have to make effort on. And importantly, it highlights the core concept of predestination. Part of that hadith that whatever happens, accept it is from Allah. So this hadith encourages and teaches us our masala of taqdeer, that we should believe in taqdeer fully. What Allah has written for us, that is going to happen, we cannot miss it at all. And what misses us, no matter what we do, cannot come to us. So that full belief that a person has in taqdeer. A Muslim believes that everything in life is predestined. Nothing happens by chance. Nothing happens by coincidence. Nothing is luckily this happened. Nothing happens luckily. Everything is from Allah Ta'ala. And Allah has written it, and we should accept it as such. Therefore, barriers and difficulties should not cause one to lose focus. Anything that is blocking us, etc., we must know it is from Allah Ta'ala. One great buzurg, when he had passed away, was genuinely a great buzurg. Allah asked him on the day of Qiyamah, what have you brought? So he said, Tawheed, oneness in Allah Ta'ala. So then Allah asked him, have you forgotten the night of the month? And that was reference to one night he drank milk and then his stomach pained. And then he said, it's because of the milk. So Allah asked, where did your Tawheed go? If I'm the doer of everything, where you have ascribed it to the milk you drank? That because I drank milk, my stomach was paining very badly. So that Tawheed, that oneness of Allah Ta'ala. So we should realize everything happens only by Allah Ta'ala. Not because I didn't have a good sleep last night. I ate this, that's why this happened. This medicine did this for me. Nothing, only what Allah has prescribed. All these things, as far as sabab is concerned, as far as outward means are concerned. But reality is that Allah is the doer of everything. Everything is ordained by Allah Ta'ala. One should accept the decree of Allah Ta'ala and persevere by capitalizing on the present. And whatever Allah has written and what our condition now is, make the best of it. Hazrat Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanwi, Rahmatullah Ali, says that whenever hard conditions come on me, adverse conditions, and one thing is I give in that it is from Allah, that I couldn't do anything about. That already gives a person so much of console in his life. The other is that whatever Allah has done for us is only for our good. For a mu'min, whatever Allah does, outwardly it might seem hard and difficult, but it's only for the good of that person. It comes clearly that many people who are sick, Allah keeps them sick because He loves them. And He knows them by nature. If they get better, they will go and commit guna. So Allah keeps them sick, and that is good for them. Many people, Allah keeps them poor, because Allah knows if they get money, they will use it in haram. They will go and do all haram things. So for them, poverty is better. So a person accepts it's from Allah, and what Allah has decreed for me is best for me. I don't know myself also, that tomorrow if I become a very rich man, what I will go and do with my money. If I have to become very strong and healthy, where I will go and use my health, my strength that I have in my body. So how Allah has kept me, that is the best. So therefore, this should not cause one to lose focus what the reality is. One should accept the decree of Allah and persevere by capitalizing on the present, as excessive ruminating about the past only leads to regret. All the time we are brooding about the past. This happened, that person did that. A person, he makes himself miserable. And he makes others also miserable. The past is gone. Leave it. Let it be buried. Don't worry about that. Many of us, we keep on take out arguments with the wife. Old things. And with other people also. And we are just making ourselves miserable all the time. Leave the past. Whatever has happened, it's happened. It's finished. A believer should physically toughen and spiritually strengthen himself, as this will assist him to focus on advancement in matters of religion. Therefore, what is our Islam? And to have a share and to make one's Islam is absolutely essential. A person cannot do this on his own. He needs somebody to guide him. And Allah has made the system all along from the very beginning of Islam till today, that Allah has made this to get these qualities. We have a share and we follow him, then the spiritual progress of a person takes place. A strong believer is superior to a weak believer, because the strong believer will be better able to exercise patience in the face of resistance from others. Whatever conditions there are, if a person is a strong believer, he can handle them very well. And if a person is a weak believer, he can't handle matters, small matters, and he becomes perplexed. He doesn't know how to handle them. He's in depression, all that. So to endeavor to become a strong believer is a very important aspect in our deen. It will help us tremendously in our lives here, and for the akhirat, what great return. So we should all make effort, and that is to make our Islam and to get the passion of deen, to advance in deen, and that we need to make our Islam and our tazkiyah. May Allah Ta'ala make us understand and work towards it. Wa akhiru da'wana.